Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we take you on a ghost tour to some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
Today, we're going to talk about the Superdome in New Orleans. Alan, can you tell us about the arena?
To talk about the Superdome, you really have to go back in time, way before the dome was built. In 1822, the Girard Street Cemetery was established in what is now the Central Business District of New Orleans. Like other cemeteries in the Crescent City, bodies were interred above ground due to the city's constant problems of flooding. Remains were typically placed in a tomb or placed in vaults. But with outbreaks of yellow fever and cholera in the 19th century, bodies were interred wherever there was space, even if that means in another family's crypt. In 1833, cholera killed thousands of people in New Orleans. During this pandemic, things were so chaotic and death was so widespread that people took their loved ones' bodies to the gates of Girard Street Cemetery and left them there for an undertaker to come bury them. Eventually, the bodies were placed in a 400-square-foot mass grave that became known as Yellow Fever Mound.
In 1880, a city official ordered that the cemetery be shut down since so many of the crypts were hastily built and were falling apart. To say the cemetery smelled bad was an understatement. It often flooded, and many worried that the water that poured out of the cemetery was making people in the area sick. Unfortunately, no one in the New Orleans government bothered to shut down the Girard Street Cemetery. As other cemeteries began popping up in the area, the old, smelly Girard Street Cemetery became even more run down than it already was. Grave robbers broke into the crypts, and some vaults were even set on fire by vagrants. Chickens and other farm animals often were spotted wandering around the cemetery and in and out of the collapsed tombs and open vaults. Finally, in the 1940s, the mayor of New Orleans had enough and demanded that the cemetery be torn down. It was condemned in 1945, and notice was given to family members of the 22,000 people buried there. Eventually, the burying ground was dismantled, and the remains of those interned there were moved to nearby cemeteries. The city of New Orleans bought the land, and in the 1960s, it was developed as plans were made to build a giant domed football stadium.
When the New Orleans Superdome was built in the 1960s, remains were discovered in the arena of the parking garage. After playing in Tulane Stadium, the Saints finally moved into the dome in 1975 and went a dismal 2-12. The following year, the Saints went 4-10. The team showed improvement in the late 70s, but never finished with a winning record. In the 1980s, the team regressed and they were the laughingstock of the NFL. Things changed, though, in 1987 when the Saints finally broke through and made the playoffs as a wildcard team. Unfortunately, they were trounced by the Vikings, and many in New Orleans began to talk openly about the team being cursed. It didn't help much when 20 skeletons were discovered on a work site adjacent to the dome a few weeks later. Despite growing up in Nashville, I actually grew up a huge Saints fan. I knew Pat Swilling, a linebacker who played back in the 90s. But it seems like they always had a problem with the 49ers. Joe Montana always found a way to come back and win in the fourth quarter on them. Like other hopeless Saints fans, I too thought the team might be cursed. After 25 years in the building without a playoff win, the Saints brought in a voodoo priestess, Ava K. Jones, in before their wildcard playoff game against the defending Super Bowl champions, the St. Louis Rams, a few years later.
The Saints held a voodoo ritual at the 50-yard line to cleanse the Superdome of any lingering negative spirits. The voodoo priestess, along with drummers and dancers from the Voodoo Macumba Dance Ensemble, performed a ritual. And you know what? The Saints won the next day.
In fact, any negative energy that remained was passed on to the Rams, as they dropped a punt in the final minutes that sealed the Saints' first ever playoff win. Unfortunately, the Saints' luck ran out the following week, as they lost to the Vikings on the road. The next 5 years, the Saints didn't make the playoffs, and some wondered if whatever the voodoo priestess did, it just wasn't working. As if the team's luck wasn't bad, the entire city was decimated by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005. The Superdome was hit hard, but it was still standing.
It was used as a shelter as over 20,000 people flocked to the arena after many had lost their homes. 550 members of the Louisiana National Guard were brought in to keep things as running as smoothly as possible, but like everyone else, many of those in the National Guard had also lost their homes and were getting only a few hours of sleep at night trying to keep the peace. Things were starting to get bad inside the Superdome. In fact, two elderly refugees died there, and one man was so shaken up about the situation that he jumped 50 feet to his death inside the building.
Although football wasn't a priority, the Saints still wound up playing their home games at other venues that season. There was no way they could play in the structurally unsafe Superdome. The refugees were gradually moved to other places like Houston in the following months, and when everyone had been removed from the dome, it was discovered it was in really bad shape. It was so bad that some wanted to tear it down. But when word got out that the Saints owner Tom Benson was sniffing around San Antonio, rumors started swirling that he wanted to move the team to Texas. Fortunately, there were some local leaders who wouldn't allow it. They got the funding for renovations and repairs that the dome desperately needed. In early 2006, the Superdome, as well as the rest of New Orleans, began to rise from the ashes.
It took months, and contractors and crews worked all through the spring and summer. But city officials made fixing the Superdome a priority, and on September 25th, 2006, the Saints made their return home and beat the Falcons in what many call the most important game in Saints history. The Saints rode that momentum all the way to the playoffs. They beat the Eagles at home in the first round, then came up short to Chicago in the NFC Championship game. 4 years later, the Saints made it all the way to the Super Bowl and actually pulled off a huge upset by knocking off Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts.
Today, the Saints are one of the premier NFL franchises and are typically one of the best teams in the NFC year after year. From a rundown cemetery to what is now a symbol of tragedy and triumph in New Orleans, the Superdome has a story like no other place in not just the South, but the entire country.
We hope you enjoyed this episode on the Superdome. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around New Orleans, download the New Orleans Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features several of our books and other apps. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on which locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Now, those books that Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, Haunted Hotels, and Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head back to Gallatin, Tennessee to talk about Gallatin City Hall.
As other cemeteries began popping up in the area... Do I sound too stuffy?
No.
Do I sound stuffy?
No.
Are you sure?
You sound wonderful.
I think I sound stuffy.
Like you always do. It was like a sample snuff. Or a sample stuff? I don't know.
And you know what? The Saints won the next day. In fact, any negative energy that remained was passed on to the Rams as they dropped a punt in the... Why are you giving me the sports one to read? I don't even understand what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'll do the last sentence. You did really good. Voodoo Macumba Dance Ensemble. I'd have fell all over that.
I don't think I realized what I was saying until it was already like, I was like, how did I get that out?
Oh, I'll get here.
The Saints rode that momentum all the way to the playoffs. They beat the Eagles at home in the first round. You just love just throwing all this sports info in.
I mean, it's
just funny.
You need a Zumba ensemble, but you can't talk about a Saints winning a playoff game?
It's not a sports documentary. The Saints made it all the way to the Super Bowl and actually pulled off a huge upset by knocking off Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. This just in, Chelsea has no idea what she just said.